CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino, it's Thad Levine. He rolls down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that kick-ass trade. Cause the boys in the front office are always hard. Come talking that trash and they'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, skin, I ain't said spit.
The John Daniels Show is brought to you by Evan Williams Bourbon and BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Joining us now is John J.D. Daniels, the GM of the Texas Rangers. How are you doing today, J.D.?
All right, man. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. We're at the Windstar World Casino and Resort, so of course we're having fun. We've been golfing and gambling and having a good time. But we do want to talk a little Rangers baseball, and obviously we're super stoked about Willie Calhoun and about how well he's done since he came back up and got his call back to the bigs. But obviously, it's a little bit crowded out there, and he sits again today. What can you tell us a little bit about the challenges you're facing with trying to get everybody a little work right now?
Yeah, at Woody's got a little bit of a rotation going with five guys for those four spots. In some ways, kind of six. If you look at Santana on the days where he'll spell, you know, Joey needs a day, and Daniel plays center, so he's just trying to move it around a little bit. Got a day-to-day where some of the same guys that started yesterday have had some success against Leak, and more importantly, that we kind of like the matchup overall. And I think as you saw yesterday, like just because you don't start doesn't mean you don't get in the game. And so definitely an opportunity if we're down that Willie could play today as well.
You know, we're always talking about things in smaller sample sizes, and that's what happens when you do a weekly show over the course of a very long season. But will it, you know, whenever you have young players contributing, it's exciting for fans and media. It's fun. I'm sure it's exciting for you guys. In just this short snapshot, what have you seen from Willie, and what really stands out to you?
I think a couple things. One, you know, he, despite kind of being disappointed, he went down there and continued to work hard, didn't pout. You know, it wasn't like he let his body go and put on a bunch of weight. Like, if anything, he worked harder. I think it shows up. You see it defensively. You see just the way he's moving around, the attitude he's got. I think at the plate, he shot a few balls to the left side, hit him hard, a couple balls. Like, when they shifted him, he just chopped down on top of it and shot it through, had runners on base there in Kansas City and did that. Hit a home run to dead center. Obviously, he's got pull power, but him using the whole field, that's the kind of hitter we thought when we traded for him, thought we were getting. And then the last one for me is, like, he's the quality of bats. I mean, the bat he put on Hicks yesterday, I mean, the guy's throwing 100 to 103 with an 88-90-mile-an-hour slider. And he spit on some tough pitches to you know, get back in the count after fouling a few balls off, and then ultimately kind of, you know, Hicks left the slider up, and you know, he hit it to right field for it to tie the game up. So just, you know, quality at bats, big spot, easily for a young guy to kind of get going fast and spinning on him a little bit, and he was able to slow it down and have a really good at bat there.
Well, your ball club's playing some good baseball right now. Their fourth win in five games yesterday. And it's great to see Jose Leclerc pitching like himself again. He got the rare start on Friday night as the opener and was great. And then yesterday, pitches the fifth and sixth with five strikeouts. He's got 23 strikeouts in his last 12 and a third. So it looks like he's kind of rounded back into form of being himself, a dominant force in your bullpen. But it's kind of a little bit of a dilemma in that it's a good problem to have, but he's so valuable in this unique role where you're using him, I could understand some reluctance to putting him back in the closer's role. How do you guys go about making that decision?
Well, I'll tell you what, in some ways the contract helps there a little bit because, you know, relievers through arbitration really would get the system pays guys that get saved. It's not right. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's more valuable, but I mean, yesterday you saw how valuable that was. He got the heart of the order in the biggest spot. We're down 2-1, allows us to get back in the game. And I think him signing that deal takes some of that element out of it. And you know, Jose's told us that, use me anywhere you want. He doesn't care. And that's he's really selfless like that. He just wants to win. I do think, you know, for the most part, the higher leverage spots typically are going to be later in the game. And I do think we'll work him back there. But what he's shown is that he has the ability to pitch, you know, for more than three outs at times. And, you know, I think we'll probably look to get him back in, towards the eighth, ninth inning, but maybe use him a little bit unconventionally where, you know, if the better part of the order is coming up or it's a close game, runners on, like maybe we could consider using him there in the eighth from time to time.
This is John Daniels joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Let's do a little memory lane stuff here. You guys make the announcement that in August, Josh Hamilton goes into the Rangers Hall of Fame. I think he turns 38 tomorrow. I think it's his birthday tomorrow. And so, obviously, some great years with Josh here. I'm curious, when someone brings him up, what are some of the first things that come to your mind? Can be off the field, on the field? What are the, because there's a lot of great Josh stories. What are the first things that pop into your brain here?
Well, first, just currently, man, I've had a chance to see him a few times recently. Our daughters are in the same softball league, and got together with him here recently for breakfast. Just caught up, and like, I'm just so happy for him, man. I mean, he's in such a good spot personally. Healthy, looks great. He looks more physical than he did when he stopped playing. Just working on his ranch and doing manly things that, you know, Ben and I don't know about. But he's just he's just happy, and he sees his girls a lot, and moved his parents out. I mean, just a lot of things. He's just got a good spot right now, and so I'm thrilled for him there. On the field, man, a few moments stand out. Obviously, the Game 6 home run in St. Louis, it just felt like, you know, that was like write the movie script right there. Like, that's how it should end, right, with Josh Hamilton hitting a game-winning, World Series-winning home run. That one, like, definitely stands out to me. The home run derby in New York, even though it's an exhibition, it was, like, just ridiculous, the way he connected with the crowd there at the stadium, and it was like a seemed like almost like an out-of-body experience. They're chanting his name in New York, and it was just crazy theater. He came back from the knee injury and made that running catch against the wall,
yeah,
against the Angels in 15, which probably led to him needing another knee surgery. But he just played all out all the time. And how, for a man his size, how easily he did things on the field, how easily he kind of like connected with the fans as well. I mean, there were a lot of great players on those teams. He was certainly, in my mind, like the most talented and the guy that kind of took us to another level when he got going.
You know, I don't want to put you on the spot here, and if you don't want to tell it, that's fine. I've heard other people tell this story. It's my favorite Josh Hamilton story. I think you could tell it better than we could. And we've tried before, but the Koji Uehara story, where Josh is probably going to end up coming up in a game and you might need him to pinch hit, right when he, I think, had come back to you guys for that last time, and just his ability to go from 0 to 100 so quickly. Would you mind sharing a little bit of that story?
I'm trying to think. What I'm thinking about is Craig Kimbrell. Is that what you're talking about in San Diego?
Oh, okay. It was Kimbrell. Was that the one where no one was quite sure where he was, and he might have been asleep somewhere?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, yeah, tell that. I'm sorry. See, I've already screwed it up. Tell that story.
We were in San Diego. It was 2015. It's right around August 1st or so. And Josh didn't start. Kimbrel's just throwing, like, absolute pellets and killing us. Banny went looking to call for Josh, and Josh is now on the bench. And so Jace Tingler goes down, looks for Josh, and he's not around. And so he calls Bobby Jones, who figured he was in the cage, and Bobby's like, "I'm not in here." And to this day, I'm not totally sure, exactly where Josh was. But anyhow, they find him, and he grabs one of his monster bats that he swings and kind of walks out there, shakes some cobwebs off. May or may not have taken like a hack in the on-deck circle, like, definitely was not loose, definitely had not hit. know, Kimbrel's like mowing through the rest of our guys, and Josh jumps in the box and just smokes a, I think it was a double, on like the first pitch he saw, just like as easy as could be. You know, just how natural and easy everything came to him. And, you know, this is the potential Hall of Famer, one of the best relievers of all time, throwing 100 miles an hour, and you know, Josh basically woke up out of a nap and hit the ball off the wall.
That's awesome. Well, man, John, it's always good to catch up with you, and we will do so again 1 week from today at this very exact time. So have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
You too, guys. Thank you.
There he goes, John Daniels, every Monday at 4:20.